From Spark and Anvil and Strategy Forge, this is For C, in Chapter 1 of the Strategy Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The chessboard sat between For C and the tall clock, and she had not touched a single piece yet. She was a small owl, chunky and soft as a cushion, with big eyes that blinked slowly. Her students called her slow. She didn't mind. Right now, she was looking at three squares, only three, and moving her wing a tiny bit above each one, like she was tapping stepping stones across a stream. "If I go here," she murmured, touching the first square, "then he probably goes there." Her wing drifted to the second square. "And then I go here," the third. She stopped. She smiled. She picked up the knight and set it down with a soft click. A young rabbit named Sprint, watching from the next stool, groaned. "That's it? You only looked at three moves? My brother says the great players see 20 moves ahead. 20! 4C tilted her head. "Does your brother win?" "Well, no. He mostly stares at the board until his time runs out." "Ah." 4C tapped the three squares again. 1, 2, 3. "That is because 20 moves is a story you tell yourself, and stories get tangled. 3 moves is a path you can actually walk." She moved her wing across the little bridge of squares once more, unhurried. "My move, his move, my move. That is usually enough to know if the road is good." Sprint frowned, but he leaned in closer. He was watching her wing now, not the clock.
For C grew up in the high tower at the edge of the village, where her family kept the night watch. Owls, all of them, perched at the great window from dusk to dawn. The first night her grandmother let her watch alone, little For C tried to track everything at once. Every shadow in the valley, every ripple in the far river, every fox that might someday, maybe, come near the sheep. Her eyes darted and darted. By midnight, her head throbbed, and she'd missed the one thing that mattered, a lamb wandering right below the tower. Her grandmother settled beside her the next night. "You watch too far," the old owl said gently. "Watch the near dark first. What comes tonight? What comes with the next gust of wind? What comes after that?" She swept a wing across the sky in three slow arcs. Near, nearer, nearest home. "Then rest your eyes. The far valley can keep." For C tried it. Near, nearer, the step after. Her head stopped aching. And when the fox came slinking up the near slope, she saw it in plenty of time, because she had not spent herself staring at stars. "Three arcs of the sky," her grandmother said. "Almost always enough."
When 4C turned 12, she walked down from the tower to Strategy Forge, where a badger named Gambit kept the workshop. He set a board between them and said nothing. 4C looked at it. She did not count to 20. She reached out and touched three squares in a row. This, then this, then this. Walking the little bridge with the tip of her wing. And then she made her move. Gambit's eyebrows went up. "You didn't look deeper." "The road was clear after three steps," 4C said. "I'd only tire my eyes looking further and miss what's right here." Gambit turned the board sideways. A tangle now. Pieces locked. A capture that would force another capture. 4C's wing kept going this time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 squares, following the chain like a rope pulled taut. "Here the road asks me to look further," she said. "So I do, but only because it asked." The badger let out a low chuckle and pushed the board aside. "Come teach," he said.
Now Sprint, the rabbit, sat across from her, still restless, still glancing at the clock. "Watch my wing, not the timer," 4C said. She set up a plain position. "This one is calm, so my move." She touched a square. His most likely reply. A second. "My answer to that." A third.
She lifted her wing away. The bridge holds. I can decide. But what if he does something you didn't guess? Then I stand on the near square and build the next 3 steps from there. She smiled. I don't have to see the whole valley. I only have to see the ground under my next few feet. She set up a second ford. Knotty, sharp, a forced chain waiting. Now feel the difference. Her wing walked further this time. 5 squares, 6. Tracing the captures that had to happen. This position is tugging my eyes forward, so I follow. Deep looking is a tool I pick up when the board hands it to me, not a rule I carry everywhere. Sprint stared at the 2 boards, 1 calm and 1 knotty. Then, slowly, he reached out his own paw and tapped 3 squares on the calm one. 1, 2, 3. He stopped himself before the 4th. He grinned, surprised at himself. There, Forcey said softly. You felt where to stop.
The clock ticked. Sprint didn't flinch at it anymore. He sat back and let out a long breath, the kind that comes when you set down something heavy you didn't know you were holding. I always thought I had to see everything, he said. It made my chest go tight, like there wasn't enough room to breathe. I know that tight feeling, Forcey said. She rested a wing over his shoulder, light as a leaf. It's the feeling of trying to hold the whole sky. You can put it down. You only ever needed the near dark. Sprint nodded, and for the first time all afternoon, he wasn't rushing, just sitting, calm and roomy inside, watching 3 quiet squares, and feeling at last like there was enough air.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to 4C. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.